coming back to what we started with was about the human body and how it's electric and what have you. Does this extend to all living things? Is every living creature, insect to grizzly bear, an electric being too?
Absolutely. Everything has its own resonant frequency. Even a rock. Minerals have a specific frequency, everything. That's why we were talking during the break. You noticed our the tab on our website, GSR Hand Scanner. That's actually a fairly new device that we've been using. And we're looking at up to 30,000 different frequencies. All the microorganisms have their own frequency, pathogens, parasites, petrochemicals, heavy metals. All your organs, your genes, your in your body all have different frequencies. Everything has its own resonant frequency. And when you can identify them, which the machinery we have today, we're able to capture and identify, and then we put that into a computer program that we can actually backfeed like sonar in through your hand into your body, which is 1950s technology, lie detector technology, and then pull back like sonar, just the depth perception, a response, a stress response, and the computer program is able to digest this information and give us back results on what's stressing your body and to what degree and then what to do about it. And we mail these scanners all over the planet, literally. I mean, from Japan to Australia to Europe to all over this country. And we're able to bring healthcare to you. That's what we've done with modern technology, yet based in old principles of how the body works, but on an electrical diagnostic level, if you will. It's fantastic. It's far more sensitive and more accurate than allopathic culturing things in a dish and all this other archaic stuff in allopathic medicine. I mean, it's like, it's, you can't even compare the accuracy we have versus allopathic medicine nowadays.
Well, I see so many forms of what they call alternative treatments, and I don't like the word alternative for some reason. It makes it sound kooky or whatever. I'll tell you what's the real alternative. Okay, I'm a healthy person who suddenly discovers that hey, I'm actually not as healthy as I thought, and so I will pump my body full of copious quantities of massive toxins in chemotherapy that's produced by a mega-death corporation that has shares in the oil cartels in order to make me better. That is the alternative to anything that's sane, in my opinion.
I'm catching my breath. I love it. I mean, how much truer is it? We are a natural body and a being that comes from the earth, and yet we're going to take synthesized synthetic compounds that have actually, my family used to have trucks and we would deliver things, and you would have to have a special license to haul pharmaceutical chemicals. You actually had to have a hazmat endorsement on your license, which is a special license to handle hazardous material that is actually going into the pharmaceutical drugs. So you're putting hazardous material into your body and calling it healthcare. Like you said, I say that's insanity.
Yeah.
I mean,
is it
insanity.
Allopathic or is it psychopathic or is it sociopathic? It's something pathic, that's for damn sure.
I'll just say I'll check the box that says E, all of the above, because it's all of that. I mean, you have to be, you know, insane, really, to think that putting a chemical into your body is going to make you something like better. Mm. And we're a natural being. We're no different than a tree, really. We have elements, amino acids and minerals that make me up or that make you up. And you're going to put uranium-235 in you thinking that that's going to help. Hello.
Yeah. And you were talking about how even a rock has its own resonating frequency. And I was going to make a joke saying that after all the depleted uranium shells, now a rock has its own frequency.
Yeah.
By the way, do you know what Iraqis give their wives on Valentine's Day? What kind of flower?
No.
Depleted geraniums.
Only on the Vinnie Eastman show.
Eastwood show.
Eastwood, you know, show.
Eastwood doesn't go ahead. Make my news.
Awesome.
It's pretty rough, actually. And it was interesting that you said earlier as well, you have to look on the lighter side. I mean, the tagline of the show is the lighter side of genocide. And it's just like things are really, really crazy. And I offend people constantly because I think I'm almost as crazy as the world is. The problem is I'm not a dangerous form of psychopathic crazy. I'm a happy-go-lucky, look on the bright side kind of crazy, which I think is a good form. What is it to be sane in this world? Okay, I want to go to university, be educated by people who don't know what the hell they're talking about, go get a job with people who don't give a frack about me in order to sell people products that damage them, in order to buy a house that's actually still owned by the government or the banks or something of that nature. That's sane, okay? But for somebody like me, who's elected to serve humanity, somebody like yourself, who's elected to do the greater good, regardless of the consequence, simply because it is the right thing to do and we can't live with the alternative, we're the ones who are nuts, apparently.
Yeah, so that's a relative definition there. I mean, who's really nuts? It's all in the perception or it's all in the belief, like we were talking about before. My belief is I'm doing the right thing. I think the psychopaths and their belief think they're really doing the right thing too. Ask one of them. They really think that they're, you know, like injecting chemicals into your body is doing the right thing. They think, you know, that, you know, having these Fukushimas and all this other stuff, I mean, that's the right thing. I mean, that's, I really believe that. So, I mean, who's right and who's wrong? I mean, I'm not one to say. I just know what I'm doing.
Mm-mm. Well, I think we do have this this ability to discern truth from fiction in a way that much of the establishment educated people don't. For instance, they try to teach what's known as critical thinking, and I'm doing air quotes here, to people in university. And I've interpreted that after I got a D on one of my essays criticizing television with source notes and all of the reading material supporting my argument, and they gave me a D minus or whatever for it, and it dawned on me, these people aren't teaching critical thinking at all. They're teaching people to be critical of those who can think. And that's the real problem here. Is that if you can think, if you can be happy, if you can live life without destroying things, suddenly you don't fit the mold. And we're going to give you low marks and degrade you in so doing. We'll be right back.